Hello guys, welcome to Stock Market Basics with Venkatesh, where we learn about the stock market investments. This podcast is for all of those people who want to learn the basic concepts of stock market investments, which are very important. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. So without any delay, let's start today's episode. So hello guys, once again, welcome to my channel. So today we are going to discuss what should be the perfect time of investing, okay? When you should invest and when you should not, okay? Lot of people have questions like that, what is the right time to invest, okay? So we are going to discuss about that today in today's episode. So what generally happens is when the market is going up, okay? Market is rising every single day. Some people think like that, oh, how can I invest? How can I just put my money into the market? Market is so just overvalued. Market is going daily market is going up. How can I invest? I will invest after some pullback. Okay, when the market pulls back, they think market will pull back little much more, and it market does not. Okay, market still continues its upward journey. Okay, that is the some group of people. Okay, and what other group of people says is, if the suppose market is going down, okay, what generally people say is when the market is going down, you should invest. Okay, you should invest only when market is undervalued. Okay, so what these people will think is that, okay, oh, market is going down. How can I invest? I don't know when the market will rise again. I cannot invest right now. I will invest when the market is up. When market start to move up, okay. There is this second group of people, okay? So we should not fall into this group, in these two groups of people, okay? What I do for investing, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with all of you, okay? Investing in the undervalued market is good, okay? It is a golden opportunity. If you've seen these times, then you may have a golden opportunity, but you should have guts to buy the stock in these periods, because what generally happens when the market is going down, look what generally happens in the period of recessions, just everything is just gone. We think like that the world is over. Okay, at that times, if someone has guts, if someone has balls to just buy the stock, I can just hats off to that guy. Okay, so that is different story. What I do for investing is, suppose whenever I analyze company, okay, if I feel the company is good, if the company is making profits, it has good management, everything is doing right, and the company is, I'm getting some reasonable price for the company, I'm paying reasonable, okay, I'm not paying 30-40 times of its earnings for the company. If I am paying about 10-15 times, if with the companies with the PE ratio of 10-15, the company is available with that ratio, then I will buy it regardless of market conditions, okay. If I know the company is performing good, then there is no such a thing like market conditions. Okay, if the company's business is good, then there is no, you shouldn't worry about the market conditions, because these markets are in the cycles. Okay, when the lower cycle is over, the upper cycle will start. When the upper cycle will be over, then the lower cycle will start. Okay, these cycles are always going to be there. You should not focus on these cycles. You should be focused on only your company. Okay, if the fundamentals of the company are good, then you should go for the company. Okay, likewise, look, there are companies which may perform bad. Okay, there are companies like, suppose if we take auto industry, okay, in the period of recession, what generally happens is people don't like to spend. Okay, they don't like to spend at luxurious things. I will say they won't buy a car. Okay, earlier when they used to buy a car, like suppose 2 cars or 3 cars in a 5 or 6 years, they won't be spending that much. Okay, then the sales of auto industry will go down. Okay, likewise, there are other industries like, say, something like company making clothes, textile, all these companies will decrease, their sales will decrease. Okay, but if you think about the companies which make soaps, which makes some food packets or say food products, companies which makes let's say Walmart, okay, if we consider the case of the Walmart, I don't think that people, the things which people generally use in their day-to-day life, they are not going to use that things less, okay? The usage is going to be the same. I'm not going to say that the use of that things, those things will be up like soap and all the things. But it won't decrease either, okay? So what you can do, you can buy some of the companies which are consumer, consumer durables, okay? FMCG. If you know about FMCG sector, you can just go for investing in that companies, okay? If you don't want to take a risk and you also want to, if you are also not aiming for much reward, okay? You can invest in those companies, okay? So I discussed about those factors, okay? Which companies may affect and which company are not going to affect, okay? The auto industry and garments industry may affect. I'm not saying that they will, they're surely going to affect their sales and profit. They may affect, they may get affected, but the FMCG sector won't get affected, okay? If you think about medicine companies, okay, the diabetic, the patient which who have diabetes and all is going to use those medicine in the recession period also, okay? So the sales won't go that much low, okay? It may go low, but I don't think that it will go low. You can just choose those companies, okay? So what should be your approach towards market conditions? Don't go for undervalued, overvalued. If your company is undervalued, buy the stock. If your company is overvalued, sell the stock. That should be the end of the story. Don't focus on market condition. If your company is good, go for it, okay? That is my way, okay? That is how I look for the, whenever I try to invest in some company or some stock and that all, okay? So that, I think if you just took this approach, I think you will be making some good decision in trading and investing world, okay? In proper investing world, okay? Not trading, but in investing, okay? So guys, thank you so much for today's podcast. If you like my podcast, just share my podcast and don't forget to like and subscribe, okay guys? So let's meet in the next podcast. Bye for now.